3 o'clock hour on a Thursday. It's crunch time, which means we wrap with Verse.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yes, it's the lightning round. We don't know where going up, where going down. We really just throw it at the wall and hope it sticks. The lightning round.
All right.
Not bad.
It's another new song. It's always enjoyable. We're going to start this week with a series of sports dilemmas. Steve, you are now a Cleveland Browns fan with the number one pick in this year's draft. Your team has had a miserable history, and it's been especially miserable when it comes to quarterbacks. 26 different starters since 1999.
Wow.
They had a trio of Brady Quinn, Brandon Whedon, and Johnny Manziel all taken at number 22 overall in the first round. And Tim Couch was the last quarterback the Browns took number one overall. Since now you're a diehard Browns fan, what do you want your team to do with the first overall pick? A, pick the, quote, Michael Jordan of quarterbacks in Deshaun Watson. There's a chance that Watson could be as good, maybe not as good as his coach Dabo Swinney thinks he will be, but a young mobile quarterback can certainly provide a spark of offense that was led by quarterback turned wide receiver Terrell Pryor last season. B, pass on Deshaun and take another young defensive player like Myles Garrett or Jonathan Allen to go along with 17 other defensive players under the age of 25 on the roster. Watson is a huge reach at number one, maybe even in the top 10, but it would be better to add talent to the defense than it would be to add another list to the names of quarterbacks that have played for the Browns in this century.
Well, the last one was add another great young defender like Jonathan Allen. Was that C?
That was B.
That was
only
B.
Two.
Oh, okay. Because you were saying, what should they do? And I swear, the thought in my head was Jonathan Allen, Alabama. So I guess I'm going B because you read my mind.
All right. Your fandom has now been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh is going to be in a bit of a roster pickle when it comes to paying their young talent and keeping their veteran quarterback around that adds balance to their offense. Big Ben's contemplating retirement. Le'Veon Bell is an unrestricted free agent at the end of this season. And then Antonio Brown is going to be in the same boat at the end of next season. As a Steelers fan, who wouldn't you mind being on going into 2017 without? A, Ben Roethlisberger. He turns 35 in a month. He's had a couple knee injury issues, and his salary is going to be off the books if he retires. That opens more money for younger talent like Brown and Bell to stay around, who can keep the offense rolling with any QB who basically isn't Landry Jones. B, Le'Veon Bell. He's going to ask for the same, if not more, money than other running backs at 25 got when they were free agents. Lamar Miller, for example, got $26 million when he was 24. LeSean McCoy got $40 million when he was 26.
Jeez.
Not only do the Steelers not pay out big money like that, but his off-field drug issues can be a real problem, and the upcoming draft is loaded with running backs. Bell can be replaced. Or C, Antonio Brown. He's a top-five wide receiver in the NFL. He can return punts. He has great speed, great hands, and he gets 25,000 viewers on his Facebook Live videos. But if Big Ben retires, his numbers go way down when Roethlisberger isn't his quarterback. He has no touchdown catches when Big Brown is in his QB. Losing Brown when he's not a free agent wouldn't be that big of a loss to the Steelers.
I do believe, no matter how great Bell is, that you can replace a running back down deep in the draft. I don't know if McCaffrey will still be around. Obviously, I don't think Fournette or Dalvin Cook will be available. But no, Ben to Brown's got to stay. I would pick B, ironically, Bell.
I'm really sorry to have to do this to you now, but you're now a Cowboys fan. Dak Prescott has led
playing.
The team. too bad. Just do it anyways. He has led the team to a number one seed in the NFC, managed the offense that was heavily led by Ezekiel Elliott when he was passing the ball, and he did it without his number one wide receiver, Dez Bryant, for 5 weeks. Tony Romo, at 36, soon to be 37, still wants to be a starter in the NFL and maybe has some value, but could also be a very reliable backup. What do the Cowboys do with their QB situation? A, keep both Dak and Tony. Tony can teach Dak a whole lot about what it means to be a Cowboy quarterback on and off the field, read defenses, helping with everything that goes along with being a quarterback. Plus, if Dak plays poorly or gets hurt, Romo is there to fill in rather than a guy like Mark Buttfumble Sanchez. B, keep Dak or trade or cut. Keep Dak and then trade or cut Romo. Dak is the future. Tony's done. Let him go battle it out in Denver, New York, the Arizona, Houston, or maybe even Cleveland and just play out his career. C, keep Romo, trade Dak. This is the Doug Gottlieb theory that any team that would want anything for a young quarterback like Dak, the Cowboys can get picks, defensive help, maybe even another stadium if they wanted to for him. So rather than be the team that keeps the young stud quarterback, give him away.
This one actually is kind of easy. I heard somebody bring it up today that because Dak went in the third round, I mean, he's like a $600,000 guy. He's a small cap hit. Money is money. What's the difference? So Romo's a big cap hit. You're paying it anyway. Keep them both. This way, if there's an injury, you're still a contender in the NFC next year. I'm really strong on A here.
All right, last one. Even with switching around your fandom, I'm going to now put you in a pickle. Let's say this Sunday your remote breaks. It will only go to one of two channels. One has the NHL All-Star Game on. The other has the Pro Bowl game. What do you watch? A, the NHL All-Star Game, or B, the Pro Bowl?
That's easy. I'd rather watch paint dry than the Pro Bowl. At least the NHL All-Star Game, you know, they check their defense at the door. You see these studs like Crosby and Ovechkin and all the high-octane guys lighting the lamp, and it's just freewheeling brilliance on ice on full display. So, again, I'm going to go the NHL All-Star Game, or A, and never the Pro Bowl.